That's what's so subversive about this film. Despite the fact that Loco is an insane human being murdering other people, technically, from a legal standpoint, he's not in the wrong at almost any
Right.
point in this film. And they make that very clear. Like, he's legally doing the right thing. All of these people are dead or alive bandits. He can legally kill all of these people. He's not committing any crimes. And yet, despite the fact that he is legally in the right, it's very clear that he is the worst human being to have ever existed.
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing the right thing.
No, but he's also under the control of, I don't remember the guy's name, but the banker, the guy basically runs the town.
Yeah, like Polycut.
Yeah, Polycut. He's just this miser of a man.
Like a rich crime boss, essentially. I mean, Loco is obviously the one who's really in charge, but Polycut is rich. And I think he's the one that he keeps getting like robbed or like stuff keeps getting stolen by from people from him. Because he's essentially like a monopoly, right? Like he's the richest person in the town and everybody's been run out because they're too poor. Like they go into town and like there's no one there. Like there's no one doing anything like productive. It's just like bounty hunters, Polycut, and some madams. And like that's it. Like there obviously used to be people that lived there, but they've been run out because they're essentially just too poor, is basically why.
Right. It seems to be the case that pretty much all of the husbands have been stealing food to feed their families, and so we're run out of town, and then what few wives are left are either in town or have disappeared entirely. So even though the banker kind of owns the town, there's not really a whole lot to own because there's no one there. There's like a couple people in the bar, some madams, and that's about it. But I wanted to ask you, what exactly is the banker's motivation for the bounty hunter? Like, why is he so adamant about this bounty hunter, doing what he does?
I think maybe just to continue to control the town, maybe just to continue to have a monopoly and continue to kind of like hoard like supplies and stuff like that because he has like a little like of chop, right?
Yeah, he owns like the town shop.
But it sounds like no one can afford it. He's also the judge of peace.
Yeah, he does it all.
Oh, actually, and another thing too, he wants their property.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're just trying to run them out of town because. So they just place like these stupid like price. Once again, it's just like the bounty hunter dead or alive system is like completely like corrupt and like absurd. Because instead of like dead or alive, this guy killed like a bunch of people, get him. Now it's just like this person like stole a little bit of food. And because everybody's kind of like working together to like run these people out of town, it's just kind of like this like absurd structure in which just, yeah, once again, like poor people get like punished. And also, like people who aren't willing to maybe stoop to the level of abject violence that the bounty hunters are willing to do.
That makes a lot more sense now. I knew the banker was a bad guy. I knew he was in it for the money, but I wasn't entirely sure of his intentions. But the idea of him wanting all of their land so he can have even more money makes a whole lot of sense. So the banker's talking to the bounty hunter, committing all these crimes, getting people murdered. And while this is going down, Silence himself has been pulled into town by a woman whose husband had been murdered by the bounty hunter, and she wants vengeance. She's pissed. She's gonna do whatever it takes to murder this man. And I believe this is not when we learn how he became the Great Silence, but it's the first time that we see the giant scar across his neck,
Yeah, which is hard.
establishing that he's a mute. It's intense.
Yeah, I think she shows her and she's like, oh, okay, sorry.
This film is funnier than I thought it would be. You, typically when I think of a Western, I don't think of them as very funny, but there's a lot of humorous moments, kind of dry. I wouldn't say like, not like big humor, but there's some pretty silly moments, like when the sheriff, I think, is asleep and he wakes up and there's the corpse right outside his
Yeah.
window, or when the woman keeps yelling at him and of course he's a mute. And a lot of just like little things. Like they're kind of just these throwaway little moments. There's no like big comedic moments. I wouldn't say this is a funny film. It's pretty dark and sad, but it's got its moments.
Especially with the sheriff is kind of like affable. When he talks to like Loco and everybody, he's like so smarmy about them because he like does not like them at all and he thinks that they're crooks. but he can't really outright do anything. So he kind of just like kind of makes fun of them, kind of pokes at them, which I like.
Yeah, the sheriff is wonderful. And this is when we learn how the Great Silence became the Great Silence, a dream sequence of sorts. The Great Silence is like falling asleep and just a really depressing way of becoming mute.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Which, by the way, I do find this origin a little bit flawed, but it's okay because it is very hard and it's very great. But I don't know. There are other ways to communicate that, like how and who killed your parents besides talking. Like, I don't think you necessarily need your voice to be able to identify people. It would make more sense if they're just like, fuck it, kill the kid, you know, whatever. Like, that's just my opinion, but it's still hard. Like, it's still like really like, because, you know, he has the big scar in his neck and like he doesn't talk at all throughout the movie. And that's why he hates bounty hunters, because they killed his parents. So, yeah,
it's a pretty tough scene. I mean, these bounty hunters just go in, murder his dad, murder his mom for no reason, and then decide to not kill him, but cut out his vocal cords. I think it would have been a little more interesting is if they had tried to kill him and he just survived. Because how does one cut one's neck and not kill them? That's got to be an expert cut.
Or just like maybe like a cut that wasn't very deep or something. Yeah, it's like, I guess I don't know the physiology behind like our vocal cords. Like, where are they? Like,
I have no idea how that works.
I feel like, yeah, there's something off, but I get the idea. I get it. He can't talk. He can't talk because of bounty hunters. That's why he gets him. I get it.
So we're learning about him. The sheriff finally confronts Loco and the Peace of Justice,